Following a cold weekend, the temperatures are not as harsh across the area today. Numbers are back close to seasonable levels for early March. Moving ahead, a warm-up is in store for the next couple of days. Then temperatures will chill back down again late this week, and the weather pattern looks at least potentially stormy through the late week and over the weekend. For now, it's high pressure that is drifting off to the east, so for most of us, it was a bright start to the day. Clouds are increasing across the area this afternoon into this evening. Low pressure is approaching the Great Lakes area, and we have a warm front that will approach our area tonight, so it will become mostly cloudy, and with temperatures near freezing during the overnight hours, as precipitation comes in, we're likely to see a light wintry mix overnight. So be aware that some icy spots will be possible. There is potential for some sleet and even some freezing rain. In other spots, temperatures may be just warm enough that precipitation will be mainly rain. So that's the deal tonight. Now, moving into the day tomorrow, as warmer air continues to surge in, any icy spots early will go away, and going through the day, it'll be mainly gray, and we'll have periods of light rain as the day moves along. It will be a warm day tomorrow, as temperatures move back up to around 50 degrees tomorrow afternoon, so after a chilly start, you will not need your heavy coat by later in the day, but be sure you have your umbrella ready to go. Some showers and a round of rain will be likely tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, as a front moves its way to the east, a morning shower will give way to a blend of clouds and sunshine. Now, behind that front, it's not going to be cold right away. So on Wednesday, temperatures should be in the low 50s across much of the area. So it's still on the mild side then. But by Thursday, we'll start to see that cooler weather trend push in with temperatures in the 30s to around 40 degrees, which is around or a bit below seasonable for this time of year. There's a couple of snow chances, one on Friday, one on Sunday, though it's so far out that it's really too soon to say much more than that, and even the timing on those potential storms is a little bit up in the air at this point, so we'll keep you posted on that one, or both of those, rather, over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with periods of light rain likely, breezy, high 46 to 52. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of light rain likely, breezy, high 46 to 52. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of light rain likely, breezy, high in the lower to mid-50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of light rain likely, breezy, high 48 to 52. Region-wide on Wednesday, a morning shower, then a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, high 48 to 54, and on Thursday, partly sunny and cooler, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.